Well, Leo, when we just go, when we're on about your parents and the wee trams yeah. and plays, when was it, what's your first recollection and your memories of when you first came here to Bidore?
I came with the show.
Yeah.
We came and we did concerts in all the local halls, Dunlue, Gandy, Dunlow, right up to parts of Inishowen. We toured round, and strange to say, it was a bit that was somewhere around the mid 40s we came round here, and we did the circuit twice, and then what I blame is the government licensed all these wee halls for dances, to have a dance every week. So it was impossible to get some of these halls then for a whole week's concerts from Monday to the following Monday, and then move on to the next. So because I had taught myself how to play an accordion, I got one, and then I got a bigger one, and I gave the one I had to my brother Lala, and then I got a bigger one again, and it went down the way from Lala to Tony and Rosemary, and we all played accordions a bit.
Wouldn't that have been very pricey at the time, Leo, but at the same time money was scarce?
You're talking about the wee concerts, you'd be talking about sixpence or a shilling admission.
Yeah.
And even less, fourpence admission.
I'm sure.
Like, even when we went into the dance band business, the dance halls, the dances were only a shilling anyway. And I can remember going to Ardra on a Sunday night with my dad and my mum, to my brother and my sister and myself, and playing from about 8:30 to 12, and the admission into the dance hall was 4 old p, and we used to get £6. Drive up from Minalek up to Ardra and play and come back down. And the money that we used to get at the dances, my mum ran the band. She was the spokesperson and ran the band.
And she played the drums.
And she played the drums in those days. Would be £8 or...
Yeah.
As I said, £6 for a short dance and £8 for a long dance.
And roads that were poor enough, Leo, at the time?
Oh, the roads, Jabers. Imagine going up Glen Yes to Glen Columkill. it was... My mum used to drive the band as well as drum.
So she drove a van or...?
A kind of minibus car. We had a Chevrolet, a big Chevrolet car first, and we used to tie the instruments in the back boot and anything on the top. No, most of the instruments, the drums and everything, would be sticking out the back, and. My mum would drive, would go the whole way to Glen Columkill or Glenties or Ardra or Kilclooney. There was dance halls in every crossroads.
Of course, yeah.
We dance halls in every crossroads of those days.
And you did the local ones here, of course.
And, oh, yes.
Yeah. But there wouldn't have been many dances, really, would there, Leo?
Oh, they tried to have one every week, you see.
Yeah.
And... or every month at least. So I had books where we played when I took over the band, and the band became very popular because we got a couple of local musicians into it, Johnny Janey, Danny Ward and Paddy Joe and Michael Morgan. Well, 300 dances a year.
You're booked.
We were booked. And there was 6 weeks of Lent, there was only a dance on a Patrick's night.
Thank God.
I know.